Time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the weekend weather and beyond. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, and how are you?
I am fine. It's 60. Oh, it went from 62 to 58. It's 58 here, and we have very light sprinkles right now.
Right, and the light sprinkles will actually become downpours as we go into the afternoon, and the 58 degrees will actually continue to lower. So the low 60s that we projected, that was already met. And now we drop through the 50s because the front has passed through and it's slowing up. There's little lows forming on it. That's why we'll have rain today and tonight. And that could deposit at least an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter. Mid 40s tonight. Any early morning showers Saturday will wave bye-bye. And then it'll clear out and be brisk in the mid 50s. You'll be in the 30s Saturday night. It'll be nice and sunny Sunday, 60, and then clouds with maybe a couple of showers Monday and the high around 60 degrees. So really looks like a nice weekend, Marshall. A little on the cool side, but not bad.
Well, Saturday morning will be the improving part of the weekend, right? Then after Saturday afternoon, it looks fine, right?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon and Sunday look just peachy.
And what about next week?
Next week, to me, just looks unsettled.
Unsettled?
I don't see big storms. I just see it being unsettled.
Unsettled.
Yeah. You know, like, well, from time to time, some showers. I just don't see it being, I don't see it being too warm, that's for sure. So I think it'll be at or just below seasonal levels. And then there could be a pretty good cool down next week. Yeah, I would say next weekend. We'll have to see how that works out. Because that next front could also take its time getting here. And there's still a lot of, you know, a lot of things that go on. Tropic-wise, there's something near Bermuda. The Hurricane Center's not doing much with it. It's sort of meandering around there. We'll have to see. In time, that, too, could be headed westward, you know, toward the East Coast, and we'll have to look at that. Otherwise, you know, the tropics has been relatively quiet, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the first time in a long time, that we haven't had that much talk about the tropics.
Right. And we haven't. And that's good. Because between you and me, I've had enough. You know, here we are. In the Greek alphabet, enough is enough is enough.
It is. Well, we've been lucky except for that one tropical storm which hit us. And then, wow, did that really whack us.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You're right. But, you know, things have calmed down now because those systems have all, you know, basically caused a lot of wind shear. And when you have wind shear, that's not good. It just inhibits the growth of tropical systems. And that is one of the reasons right now why things are quiet. And again, you're not going to hear any complaints from me.
No, well, you deserve to have some. I mean, we're going into the disaster.
My worst time. You're right. So absolutely.
So you deserve this.
Well, thank you, thank you very much. I want to tell you that last night, I always watch the 6:30 news on ABC.
Yeah.
With David Muir, and then I watch Jeopardy. And then I usually watch Wheel of Fortune, which is not one of my favorite shows. But my mom used to watch it. I watched it. And then after that, the debate, but the townhouse went on with Biden. And, you know, I said, you know, let me just sit down and listen to this guy. Because I haven't. I was fairly impressed. I have to tell you. I had no idea of what his plans are and what his platform is or anything like that. But you know what? Not only did he speak pretty well and have the answers to questions, but you know, you're going to laugh, but you know what I liked about him? He was so courteous. Everybody who stood up and asked a question, not only did he remember their name, but at the very end, he says, I think one of the ladies is Kelly. He goes, Kelly, I hope I answered your question. And I said, you know, he's so polite. What a refined gentleman. So I was impressed with that.
I broke a tradition and I did actually flip back and forth for a little bit between both Biden and Donald Trump. And the difference is that Donald Trump is not a politician. He's Donald Trump. He ran as not being a politician. And the hour that he was on, well, what I watched was all about him. And if you switched over to Biden, of course, he's much more calm, much more relaxed. And his answers were long, very, very long, because very as, long, he, as yeah. he gave an answer, he wanted to put forward what his plans were. And I, one thing that I really saw that impressed me was there was this black kid who was questioning
yes,
him.
And, I saw that.
And the kid looked like, you know, he kind of accepted the answer. And at the end, Joe Biden said to him, if I didn't answer your question, we can talk after. We can talk right. after this is over. So right. it was two totally different styles of yeah. doing what was done. And and Joe Biden is counting on the fact that people are tired of mayhem and they're going to want a little calmness in their lives. I think that's what the difference was between those two.
Yeah, so I guess so you were kind of impressed as well.
Well, I know what Joe Biden's a known commodity, so I knew exactly what he was going to sound like. Donald Trump as president or a politician was not a known commodity, and he is who he is. He's Donald Trump. He's the head of the Trump Organization, and he treats being in politics like he did in being private business. And they're two totally different things. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think that NBC was wrong for putting that debate for putting that on opposite ABC. I think they should have been on different times. So I think NBC was totally wrong. But well, we'll see what happens now. People got a chance to look at it, and we'll see what people decide. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But aside from that, it was a very very hectic day. A lot of ins and out here, and. Now, today, the only thing I have to do is I have to get Shirley over to the vet at 10 o'clock for her annual checkup.
Annual checkup.
Right.
And Shirley, how old is Shirley now?
Shirley is 5.
Wow.
She will be 6 in January.
Wow.
Time goes by, right?
Gosh.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. It kind of shocks you when you think about it.
Yeah, it really does. You know, but she is a Jack Russell, so I don't have to tell you. She's full of energy. God bless her.
And by having a Jack Russell, you can't have cats.
Oh, you can?
Oh, Jack Russells do not like cats.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think if you get them as a pup and you work with them at your house, you know what I mean? You can kind of breed it out of them, but Georgia, who is a mix with a different breed. She's a mix with a breed that doesn't like cats, but I've managed to have her so she accepts the cats. But if they approach her and they want to be comfy with her, like LJ, cats could sleep on LJ. He loved cats being on him. Georgia doesn't like that so much. But I've gotten most of the anger away where she doesn't go after the cats. But Jack Russells, they just don't like cats.
They just don't like them.
Yeah, just don't.
Didn't know that.
Well, they've got their rights.
Yeah, because she usually likes everybody. The guy came in yesterday to put the office chair together that I bought from Staples. And he's putting it together. And I see her go over to his bag. And she's scratching on the bag.
Punch.
What is she doing now? So I go over to the bag. She took a toy and dropped it in his bag because she wanted him to play with her.
See that?
And he goes, and he started laughing. He goes, well, he says she has it. I said she dropped the toy in your bag because she wanted you to pick it up and throw it. And he started laughing. She's a smart dog. I said, yeah, she lives to play.
All I know is that whenever my animals in my house go over to sniff something, they're looking for food. They're looking for food. They're not going to drop anything. They're looking for food, whether it's Georgia or any of the cats. They're looking for food.
It's amazing.
I could be sitting in the house, get up after my afternoon nap. Everybody is out sleeping, right? I tiptoe into the kitchen, and I look around, and there they all are.
Isn't that amazing?
They're all around. The cats, George, there they are. It's a chance for food.
Yep. She's no slouch when it comes to that either. But she lives to play. Everybody comes into this house, she'll bring them a toy.
Wow, we got a weird noise here. Got a weird noise that just popped up on our Skype. Probably the government listening into us because we talked about the president and Joe Biden.
Oh, you think so?
Probably. Probably think we're a bunch of anti-fascists. Antifa.
We didn't say anything wrong.
No, I don't think we did either. Even though my friend Rob Reamer, he's trying to convince me to hate the Democrat and like the Republican, and he just won't take no for an answer. He's a great friend of mine. He's a great guy, but he's just so persistent. And like this morning, he sent me a note. Rob, stop it already. We're friends. You're not going to convince me. I stopped trying to convince you. He's a great guy, but he's so persistent.
That's what's great about this country, right? To each his own.
Well, that's it. That's right. And we'll go from there. Well, anyway, we've made it through another week, Pat.
Yep. And you have a great weekend. Be safe, everybody. See you Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend, Pat. And don't pull any muscles.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.